Greetings and welcome to Yes, a Stripper podcast.
This is our podcast, all of ours.
A podcast for all sex workers.
In this podcast, we will discuss the ins and outs, ups and downs of our lives and experiences as sex workers. I am your host, Daisy Ducati.
I am your Hopra, Gigi Holiday.
Hi, everyone. I'm A.M. Davies.
I'm your stripper queen from the north, Onyx. And this is Yes, a Stripper podcast.
Everyone, welcome back to Yes, a Stripper podcast. We have been on a hiatus for very specific reasons, which you will find out in today's episode. But listen, all four of us are here. Everyone, let's say hello. Hi. Let's do it.
Hello.
Hello. We are the Hopras, named by Gigi Holiday, here to shine light and inspiration back into your lives. So sorry we were gone. We're going to tell you why we were gone, right? Y'all feel comfortable talking about what has happened and how long have we been gone for? Anyone remember?
No, a year?
Been a while.
I don't know how long we've been gone, but my mind's been gone a long time.
It feels like a while. It feels like a lifetime. I don't know about y'all, but I feel like a bit of a different person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I've definitely evolved into a different beast. I know that sounds weird to say, but Beyonce said it in Renaissance. I can say it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've evolved into a different beast that has like different qualities now. I learned a lot from our absence, and like I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yes, definitely. So well, why don't we just like
back together?
I know. I've been dying for it. I'm honestly, I don't think you guys know how much anxiety I have over like y'all like being a part of this and doing this. It's been such a meaningful project, and like I care so much about what you all think and how the community feels, you know. So I literally have been thinking about you a lot and working on some stuff behind the scenes, which I can't wait to get into. So thank you. So who wants to go first and tell the world what we've been up to and why we needed this break?
I don't know. How is everyone's New Year, though? Like, welcome to 2024. We made it.
2023 was a hot mess for me.
No.
I'm still stuck in 2019.
Oh, my God.
My brain's way back there somewhere.
Blip before everything went dark for 3 years.
Yeah, it's been weird.
No, I feel like all of us have really been busting butt the last like year or so, and the break was absolutely necessary.
Yeah, I mean, like, because well, the 3 years that we weren't doing anything, that's when the podcast kind of helped fill our lives, and then once things started to get rolling again, I think last year 2023 for me was like bookings nonstop. Like, it was ridiculous. I was like, okay, I guess we are back to normal. So I definitely wanted to take advantage of it because, well, for me, I guess that fear of not knowing what could happen these days, right? So it's just like, just work, because you never know. Work, keep working.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, like getting back to normal, but with like changes and transformations happening at the same time. Definitely it was a challenge. So
yeah,
I mean, even still with that break, we were all missing each other, and it was like one of the things that I don't know, for me it was just like I miss you all so much, and I miss this podcast and what we do, that I will find a way to fit it back into my life.
Yes.
Yeah,
I will find a way. And now that I've like found that way, and we've all found that way, it just feels really, really good to be back home.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it, and I was explaining to my mom on the phone the other day. I'm like, we release an episode every week, and like most podcasts do this shit in seasons, and they take like several weeks off, like multiple times a year, and we're like every week, you know? I'm like, that's a lot. That is a lot of pressure.
It was a lot of pressure for sure.
Yeah. So now the idea is once a month, gives everyone plenty of time to listen to the content.
Gives us time to charge. No more burnouts.
And we get to go do the things that we're on here talking about.
Exactly.
Actually, I'm taking my clothes off again. It feels great. I'm hot right now.
I'm so excited for y'all that you get to perform the way you did and get to be on stage and be around people. That must feel so good, you know? That must be amazing. Yeah.
Because I'm doing it in a different way than I did before. This, you know, burlesque and stripping was always my second job because I lived in D.C. and I had to be a respectable lady and have a government job or be a teacher. And now I don't have any of that. And I'm just like, wait, y'all are paying me a whole lot of money to act like a fool. I love it. Let's continue. Where was this before? Oh, I had to leave and like chart my own course.
Yeah.
How extraordinary. And it's just like I'm performing in such a different light now. Mm. And it just feels so much better to where I'm just like, why did I stay in D.C.? Doing aviation background checks or teaching kids at a charter school or working with preschool and running summer camp, being a fitness instructor. F that. I want to go put on makeup and show these tatas.
Yeah, that's just
boring. That's just boring. The most, I realize being behind a cubicle, even when I do my emails for work, I'm like, ugh.
No.
Why can't I just show up?
Amen.
I'm going to be there. Don't you worry your pretty little head and press the music. 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm
going to have to shows up to work.
Yeah, but you have to send the emails. You still have to have that business aspect about it. So while I am saying like, oh, I'm glad that I'm performing every night and I'm not sitting behind a desk, I am very thankful of the times that I sat behind a desk because I realized that I can put together an Excel spreadsheet.
Cannot.
And some of my performing friends can't.
It's me.
But there's some of us who can. So we can share. I can't rhyme a stone a costume.
Yeah.
But I can put together an Excel spreadsheet.
Exactly. Some of these girls, they can do floor work better than me. But I'm like, oh, I put out a Google form. How do you do that?
So what have you all been up to while you're on break? Like, Onyx, I'm super impressed with your tour. And I'm not sure that everyone knows, like, to the degree of what you were doing. I didn't know.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Because, like, I'm normally posting on social media once or twice a day, and from Thanksgiving till now, I hadn't posted much because I've been too busy and tired. But I had the only time you get for yourself is for sleeping, eating, and stretching. So, mostly sleeping. So since Thanksgiving, I have been nonstop working until the holidays, and I'm back to work tonight, but October was all over the place. I was in Halifax, I was in Winnipeg, I was in Florida, headlining at expos, adult shows, and then teaching workshops all over. Also working the script clubs as a house dancer and feature dancer. So when I went to Manitoba, they toured me all over that province and I did like 50 something shows in 2 weeks. I'm shredded right now. There's that. Like,
that's looking incredible.
Shredded.
Yeah. A lot.
Paycheck was good. So I'll do it again, which I am. Like, at the end of February, I'm doing that again. But
was
that
paycheck tour was that? Did you organize this tour yourself?
No, so I mean, I reached out to the agency that books Manitoba. Like, there's three agencies in Canada. Two of them I won't work with, and so
right.
Two gay guys. They're absolutely amazing, and they run all of Manitoba bookings, and they've known me for years. So when I reached out to them, they're like, "Why haven't you reached out?" And I was like, "I don't know." But so yeah, they were like, "You're going here, because they knew my worth and they put me in a good spot and appreciate all
that's
that
awesome. Work.
Yeah,
yeah. I did ask because
Yeah, and then after that was my competition, Script Down. So that also took it took like a whole year planning it. So I was constantly working on it. But that whole month of October till November 3rd, it was nonstop. Like, I don't even know how to explain it because my brain was fried. Like, from to the end of that, it was mush. I wasn't eating. I was so hyper focused on the competition that I wasn't eating or drinking water. It was bad. But we got it done and it was a huge success and we're doing it again.
Next time I'm just gonna give you a camelback with the little thing right there.
Yeah,
change it out each time, one with water and then change it out for food nutrients. Okay,
yeah, you can
switch it out. Switch it out. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. So, that's intense. Now it's everything's kind of slowing down right now because I'm back to doing house girl stuff until the end of February till mid-March. I'll be back in Manitoba. But after that, April till August, we'll be chill, back at the studio, back at home, back headlighting at Spotlight Cabaret until Script Down starts up again in October. Yeah. Vicious, lovely cycle.
Wow. Well, it's super impressive. Thank you. Yeah. And shout out to the agency that's treating you right. Because the reason I asked if who helped you is because, your original interview on Yes, a Stripper podcast titled The Canadian Agencies Never Saw It Coming. Well, I got a memory. Onyx tells us all about how the Canadian agencies totally screwed her over. And if you haven't listened to that episode, you totally should. So I'm glad to know that there's at least one agency there that was that's treating you well. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
What about you, Daisy?
Wait, before we get off of Onyx, what? Let's talk about this title she just won.
Oh, wait, yes.
That needs to be mentioned.
Miss Nude Exotic Universe 2023. That was a huge competition.
Wow.
Yeah.
You won first place? How many people were there?
There was 17
dancers
from the world. Yeah, it was crazy. And, with the amount of emotions that go through the competition, the finals, I literally broke down and cried. I broke down, started crying. It was intense and all the work and effort you put into, and then that self-doubt that comes in the day before that could fuck you up, but may not. But you know what? I did fall on stage, but I bounced right back up to keep, no one saw nothing. And I was because after I got off stage, I looked at my husband and I was like, I fell. He's like, no. I'm like, did you see it? He's like, I don't know. It wasn't that bad. It looks like you slammed. I'm like, oh, fuck.
And it's so much more epic that you even fell and still won.
Exactly.
And there's money by the pole and I slipped right on it. So I fell right on my hip instead of into the split. And then I bounced right back up as if nothing happened. But I mean, it was an obvious fall, but I kept going. Well,
I feel like we should get scored on that. I think we should get scored on how we get up after we fall.
That's what it was too, honestly.
Yeah,
floor money's treacherous.
I think that's one of the factors of Burlesque Hall of Fame, how fast you recover.
Yeah.
If you recover so fast and it doesn't affect the rest of your energy and performance.
Yeah, pretty much.
I heard that gives really good points.
Yeah. Cool. Because I was...
Cover beautifully.
Keep going, man. I am a professional, but I got off stage and I was like, oh fuck. And then I won and I cried. Oh. Nonstop.
I would love to see stripper Olympics where how fast can you recover from falling on stage, or how fast can you run across an uneven floor in 8-inch heels?
Oh, my God. Tell me about uneven floors.
That sounds dangerous.
Very
does sound dangerous, but yet I want to be one of the anchors for a stripper center.
Yes.
Not sports center.
Stripper center. And there she goes again with the spreadies.
Exactly. You just finished that competition. How did you feel?
Well, you know, keep those heels on, those laces tight. Yes.
And the thong snug in the crack.
Yeah.
Gotta be up there.
Can you do all of this without showing any hole?
That,
debatable.
Wow, well, congratulations. I wish we had the clap, the clapping sound that we could interject right here. Congratulations. It's a big deal.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
What's been going on in your lives, Daisy? And
oh, I've been a mess. I started producing burlesque shows out here in Vegas.
Nice!
It's been fun. And that's kind of a new thing for me. I've always been like a club stripper, so burlesque is a fairly new thing for me. And I won Best Modern Burlesque at the All Star Awards.
Congratulations!
So many award winners.
Yeah, I got a couple of avians now too. I'm nominated again this year for Niche Performer of the Year. So
amazing!
This is my third time if I win it.
Have you won it before or just been nominated before?
Yeah, so the last 2 years I've won Niche Performer of the Year.
Oh, okay, yes. So
congrats.
We'll see.
We're looking forward to the same winner. Got it.
We'll see. Make it a three-peat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you don't sound like a mess. You sound accomplished.
Thank you. I hold it together.
Vibrant, too. Vibrant as ever.
Yeah. I finally started going to a salon, like, after all these years of just, like, punk rock doing it myself.
Got on it. We were just talking about that.
Off air, we were talking about
going to hair salons and hair braiders and trying to find hair stuff, you know.
Oh, man.
It's tough to find a good place, especially when you're, like, busy.
Yes.
There's a place out here that specializes in curly hair.
Yes. I'm telling you, when I write Google, I literally say Afro texture hair salons.
For because real.
You know how to deal with this hair is a lot. Like too. Like when you unbraid it, and she's always like, why do you relax your hair? I'm like, girl, you don't want it's literally like this. This is how much hair I have. You better hope I come and relax, or at least somewhat flattened. Otherwise, you'd be there forever.
Totally. So many salons turn me away for a haircut, and like, my hair's not even that complicated. You trim it like a hedge. Just cut around it and shape it.
I just wanted to fit under the wig. That's it. Just make it under the wig, babes. You got places to go and things to do. I need to pop it on and pop it off and get ready.
Oh, man. I went to Toronto just to get like a simple ponytail. Something that should be like taught in all salons. This motherfucker came out the first stage show I did. I was so mad.
On stage, like, it came off?
Like, it was... I could feel it. So then, and this was during my Miss Nude Universe competition, my first round. And I was like, so glad. So as soon as I felt it, I toned down my dancing, but not enough that you could tell. But when I got off stage and looked in the mirror, you could see like my tail out and then this tail down. And then I just pulled on it and it came out. And I was like, my money back, but rip it, because now what am I supposed to do during competition week in Wisconsin? Who's gonna do my hair?
Oh, no.
No idea.
Okay, so I'm just gonna gift you a bunch of bobby pins, okay? Bunch of them.
That shit should have been sewn in tight, though. Right. There's no reason for that to be coming in the day of it got done.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have went back to that shop.
That's funny. She was like, oh, you can come back to the salon. I'm like, bitch, you're in Toronto. I'm in Wisconsin. You can give me my money back, please.
Yeah, that shouldn't have come out. Yeah. Well, Stacey, that's all awesome. Are you going to do more shows? Is that the plan to, like, duplicate?
Yeah. So I was doing shows at, like, this ghost town saloon for a while, and that was really fun, but I'm definitely going to try to find a venue more, like, centrally located.
Okay.
I did my birthday show at the Punk Rock Museum in Vegas, and that was really fun, so I think maybe I'll do some more events there.
That sounds cool.
It was so much fun, and it's such a cool little venue. Like, and it's a great location. I like it a lot, and we had a really fun turnout for it. So,
awesome.
And I got to smear myself in cake and champagne.
That sounds lovely.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it does.
Yay! So much fun. So much fun. It. So yeah, I'm definitely going to be doing more of that. And yeah, I've been working on a lot of like production stuff too, like off camera directing and filming and things like that. Oh, and one of the horror movies that I was in got released. Teddy told
Very
me
cool.
to is available on streaming, I believe, on Hulu. And it's on
Daddy YouTube. Told me to?
Teddy told me to.
Sorry.
Teddy told me
to. Wrong movie. That's a different movie. Yes.
All right, got it. All right, so wait, are you in this movie? Like, we get to see your face?
Yeah.
Teddy told me. Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, all right. I'm definitely watching it tonight.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, you. Ooh, the moment I pull you up on Google,
she's already looking at
us. Yay, Hottie. Roll of rocks.
Oh my God, you're famous.
It is.
That's so cool.
Completely on Google right now. I love
completely
that.
On Google.
And Teddy told me to one best kill at the Las Vegas Horror or the Sin City Horror Festival.
Yes.
Do you have like speaking lines, like your recurring characters? Oh, dude, have, like, I'm signed up.
I'm not gonna tell you much about it, but it's a good one. It's like a fun slasher with practical effects.
Can't wait to see you. Can't wait. I'm watching it
and
tonight.
There's another one that they're still working on editing it right now, but it's going to come out probably by the end of the year, called The After Dark. I'm even more excited about it. It's the same director, Tom Devlin, but this one I do like stunts and have fight scenes.
Oh my God.
Have a sword fight.
Yes. Okay,
and
you have to tell us.
Vampires, it's so much fun.
I don't do horror, but I will do horror for you.
I'll look
at it like this.
Yeah,
but I'll do it for you.
Tom's movies are fun. They're not like jump scare horror. They're like more 80s style slasher.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I'm okay with. There was a little bit campy for me.
Yeah,
for sure. I understand what's happening. Jump scares, don't want them. Don't like them.
This is psychological thrillers for me. The stuff that messes with your head that I have.
See, I like psychological thrillers.
I don't like those. Mm.
I want to think. I want to think about it.
I don't like it when my brain is, when they're trying to scare my brain. Mm-hmm. Like scaring my nervous system is one thing, but you try to scare my brain, that I don't know. I got problems with that. That makes me nervous.
See, I'm in there.
I'm a real wuss about
get out of that brain.
I will scream and jump off the couch when it comes to jump scares. Like, my nerves are too on edge for that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is amazing! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very cool. I can't wait to watch it. And when your other movie comes out, you have to let us know too, because we should post about that and share about that with our audience.
I'm so excited. And we got written about by Fangoria for the After Dark.
That's huge.
So that's amazing. I got to be in Fangoria finally.
What's Fangoria?
It's a like a horror magazine that's been around for a long time, and it's a big deal to me personally. Like, I'm a big Fangoria fan.
That's awesome! Congrats! It's you. I mean, you started off by saying I'm a mess. 2023 is a mess, and then you just told us like all these accomplishments.
I'm a celebrity. I've been in 2 movies. I've nominated.
Come on.
I won an award.
I'm messing here. Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm a stylist.
Google it.
Google me.
Google me right now.
Google it.
Look me up. Who's on IMDb.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you're definitely going to be on there now.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know what's funny? They sometimes put porn on IMDb.
Yeah.
Really?
So yeah. I've been on IMDb for a while, and like I had to go in and edit my profile on there because it was all like really gross shit at the top. And I was like, put my actual movies on there. Yeah. Oh, shit. Like, I don't want fucking hardcore gangbang at the top of my IMDb.
Okay, now I need to see that. Now
I'm like, or maybe you do.
There's nothing wrong with hardcore.
I know, gangbang. Right, and like at this point, I've been in like maybe 5 horror movies. So like, put those at the top. So I had to like awesome. Rearrange everything.
It's like
there.
It's like refreshing your link tree because I still haven't done that.
Oh God! Yeah, I always forget.
Like, oh, those are old.
I'll put links for events that happened 6 months ago and just leave it.
Well, thank you for reminding me to probably go look at my link tree.
I'm like, I update link trees like monthly, maybe. Sorry.
All the admin stuff is where I'm obsessed
with admin stuff. I'm obsessed with admin stuff. Yeah. But yeah, hey, we're all good at something, right?
My resolution is to hire someone this year to like do that shit for me.
I want to hire someone to do goal. Social media.
Oh, yeah, I was going to do that for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What, social media?
The Instagram page.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to talk about that. That's coming up. I figure we close with all that juiciness because it's a lot. Yeah, but yeah, just a reminder, this is our first episode in a really long time, and we're coming back like fresh with some fresh ideas and stuff. Yes. So, yes.
So fresh.
But I figured I'd save that juicy stuff for the end. Gigi, what is going on with you? What's your update?
Oh, there's been a lot going on, both good and bad, amazing and horrible. You know, everything's good, everything's great. One of the things that I kind of started out with 2023 with was I lost burlesque legend Toni Ellen. She passed away in April, and it was really heartbreaking because it was right before my birthday, and so I turned such a big age. I'm not going to tell you that age. It was 111.
Congratulations on living that long.
Thank you. Thank you. I still look like a baby. It's great. but losing her, like, really, really broke me in ways I couldn't imagine. But you know, I'm thankful that I got my time with her. Even the last moment, you know, she wanted me to sing to her. And so I got to sing to her and at her memorial service because she donated her body to science. In her words, she said, I'm dead. What am I going to do with my body?
Right.
And I was like, wow, that's sassy. I appreciate that. And we just had a memorial at a church. And I got to sing That's Life by Frank Sinatra. I got to sing a secular song.
Yes.
Baptist Black Church.
Yeah.
And just to see the usher trying to be my background singer and toe tapping in the back and everyone's having a good time. It was just like beautiful and heartwarming. And, you know, just to meet members of her family. And then at the end of it all, like later on in the year, me and Lottie Ellington, who was also interviewed on the show, we were bequeathed everything in Tony Elling's like estate that is burlesque related.
Wow.
We have costumes, we have pictures, we have writings, we have when I say costumes, like that iconic picture of her in the robe and the dress, I am now in charge of it. It is in my apartment in New York.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so while it was, you know, like very sad to see her go, but we also knew it was time. It was wonderful that she still gave us this beautiful blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we get to see all these beautiful things and be able to tell the story of Tony Allen. You know, who, you know, just kind of paved the way for a lot of the babes. And it was amazing. And I just am thankful, you know, I feel her every day. But other than that, that was like the sad part.
Yeah.
But let's get to the good part. Let's see. I competed for 3 competitions and won a superlative in one. For the Hollywood Burlesque Festival, I won Most Erotic.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. I won Most Erotic. And then when I look back on the video, I go, oh, I see why. I see it. I look like a 70s stripper. This is great. This is perfect. And then I got to compete twice again with that same act and did not win. I did Viva Las Vegas. And while I had the crowd standing up, dancing on their feet, everything that could go wrong went wrong. Earring popped off. Gloves are going places they shouldn't go. But I walked away feeling still like a badass and still very sad. Because, you know, I don't talk about the grief of that. I dealt with a lot of grief in 2023. You know, I didn't deal with the grief. I didn't understand the grief of losing something you wanted. And then the grief hit even harder when I competed for Burlesque Hall of Fame and not winning that one. And the grief wasn't just like, no, I didn't win. The grief was, I should have went to the Beyonce concert than did this shit.
Stop. I thought you were going to say something completely different.
Right. You thought I was going to say, like, no. I should have took my $2,000 and went to go see Beyonce.
That's so real.
Real, because I was actually going to go down to Burlesque Hall of Fame and I didn't do it because they didn't take me in. But I was like, do I go in anyways to watch the shows? If I go to Vegas, I'm going to lose so much money.
Exactly. And it was like my second time in Vegas in like 2 months. So it was
a lot.
Like, it was a lot. And I was, you know, I love the person who won. They definitely deserved to win. Everyone who competed and won, like, deserved it. We now have our new Miss Exotic World, Samsonite, who is a cisgender straight black man. And he really, in his act, dealt a lot with blackness and sexiness and all that stuff. It was beautiful. And his fiance, Margot Mayhem, won the category that I was in. And she was amazing and phenomenal. And everyone was, you know, but at the end of the day, it was just like, I could have lived my life voguing the house down boots and not having to deal with this grief anymore. Mm-hmm. It was like another level of grief. And also not having Mama Tony there, who was almost there every Burlesque Hall of Fame. That broke me as well. It was just like just so many whammies. And I know that certain people around me didn't understand. Oh, I'm trying not to cry now. Oh my God. Okay. Didn't understand that grief was like embedded in my bones.
Yeah.
And even burlesque legend Judith Stein, Alberta or Ottawa, I can't remember, but Mama Tony and her used to hang out, and she pulled me aside and said, I saw Mama on that stage, the way you moved your panel skirt. You did it just like her. And then afterwards she said, I may not be the same color as you, but you can call me mama.
Oh.
In my head, I was like, girl, we got the same sassiness. You a sassy old white lady. I'm a sassy black lady. Come on, we friends. We're friends. But it was a lot of grief. But with that grief, there was lessons learned. I learned a lot about myself, the energy. And at the end of the day, I have to realize that I'm still stripping at a restaurant. At the end of the day, I still got to pay my bills. You know, do I want a crown? Absolutely. Will I get it? Possibly. Will that change who I am if I get it or not? No. I'm still going to be amazing. I'm still going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to, you know, eat Popeyes every time I have a period. You know, I'm still going to go to work the next day. I'm still going to have trampoline skin and just pray and hope that the next time it'll be better. I just keep asking the universe, show me how good it gets.
Did you just say I'll keep having trampoline skin? Is that what you just said? Okay.
Yes, trampoline skin. I learned that from the Cat Williams interview. He said he thanks God every day that he has trampoline skin. He can fall and get back up.
Oh, okay. I perceived it differently, but I like that better.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, your skin bounces. It's so vibrant. It bounces back.
Yeah. I thought that the same thing too. And then he explained it. I was like, that's the feeling that's what I needed to hear. That I do have trampoline skin. But other than that, let's see here. I have hosted shows. I have been a part of an immersive art project an immersive art experience to promote the movie Poor Things, starring Emma Stone. They had this whole thing where you come into a restaurant and you're pretty much coming into my brothel. I was the madam. And we gave them this immersion experience. It was a lot of sensuality and freedom and sexuality. It was great. Amazing dancers, amazing set, all that. And I got to like do something to promote a movie. It was one of the biggest paychecks I've ever received doing burlesque.
Wow.
Nice.
And then let's see here. I think I ended everything with me finding out that I am the number 13th most influential burlesque persona in the world.
Yes!
Where's that clapping sound? Yeah.
With all that grief and all that learning and all that growing, I still came out on top for me, you know, lucky 13. And I just love it. And I also started a podcast with two other babes that I interviewed, Reign Supreme and Poison Ivory.
Yes.
We have a girl group called Assorted Chocolates.
That's such a good name.
I love it.
And our first act was all three of us dancing to the same song with different energies. And then at the end, pouring chocolate on ourselves and licking it off each other.
Yes.
It's naked. It's completely naked.
Hot. Where is this footage?
Yes! Gang bang on my list and the chocolate pouring. Yeah.
Is this also on Hulu?
It's not on Hulu.
Oh, by the way, I got it wrong. Teddy's on Prime, not Hulu.
On Prime. Good.
I got a Prime account. I got a Prime account.
I have Prime too.
Okay. But yeah, I started a podcast with them. It was that Poison Ivory was the one with the idea. She said, there's so much we need to talk about. We should start a podcast. And they didn't know how to start it. And drunkenly one night, they went, well, how do we do this? And I went, all right, so what you're going to need is this, that, and the other. And it was because of Yes, I'm a Stripper podcast.
Yes.
I knew exactly what to do.
Love that.
And it's just like me just going, all right, this is what you got to do. You got to put it this way. And because we only got one mic, we all got to sit in the same room. And we got to do this. And this is the thing we got to do. And look. And so I'm their tech person.
You're the Mac.
I'm the Mac. It's really interesting. I am the Mac. And I love how it's so cute because they say like certain things and I just gotta correct them and go like, no, we don't need microphones. We need microphones and a mixer. We need
I love that.
Soon you're gonna turn into a perfectionist.
Yeah. And then because of the microphone, you know, has this on it, they've been watching the show Rap Shit on HBO.
Oh, I love that show.
So every time I put the microphone up, they just go pop, pop, pop the pussy. And I'll be like, bruh, you don't have to.
I love it.
They just keep doing it. And at this point, I just let them, but they see me go, all right, are y'all done now? Okay. But that's pretty much what I've been doing, and I'm ready to get back into the game. There's so many things I want to interview and cover, and even just do historical recordings of just like,
yes,
hey, here's the history of the stripper pole.
That would be a good one.
To reintroduce that into the world again, because you know,
yes. I'm kind of at this point now where I'm just ready to record. Like, here's the history of these things that we know, that we use, and why they exist.
Yes.
And let's continue this tradition so that we're not questioning or asking, like, where did this come from? And we're just creating false narratives. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want to be able to have the right narratives. I've learned that taking care of Tony Elling's estate.
Yeah.
You just got to have the right narratives. And so let's just record it now. Record your history now, babe.
Right. Yes. I'd love to get together with you on that because I'm actually working on a project about the history. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yay. And you're not that far from me. You and I are like a 2-hour drive apart from each other, FYI.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. I don't drive, but I can take a train somewhere.
I drive. I'll drive.
Also, all of you guys, whenever you come to Vegas, you're always welcome to stay with me. I got a new place with a guest room, and I'm not in the middle of nowhere anymore.
Because you were in the middle of nowhere last time.
That's right. You guys have to visit.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll be back in April because here's the thing. This year, next week, I think it's January, right?
What month is it?
It's January. And I will be competing in New Orleans for Queen of the Tees, please send out all the good vibes. Yes. And then after that, I got invited to compete again for Viva Las Vegas.
Yes.
So I will be back in Vegas.
Come through. I've still never been to Viva Las Vegas.
You still haven't been? Okay, that's it. You're coming.
I always like hear about it as it's happening. I'm like, oh shit, I should go to that.
Why don't we just go to the car show?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, I'll get you a ticket for the car show. We'll dress up and let's go to the car show.
Bring the hearse.
You said it's in April?
It's in April.
Okay.
April
18th I might be able to get the hearse all ready to go. By
yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Take the hearse.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, I want to be in the heart so bad. Not like that. You know, I don't want to try to die. But,
we could do a whole thing. I'll pull up and I'll dress in like a tux or something and have you come out of the back, make an entrance.
Yes. I want to come.
I even have like a plastic coffin I put back there.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I love it. And I'm really excited because like not only will I be there, Jeez Louise, who I interviewed, will be there. Audrey Love, Tansy, like burlesque performers I love and know. And yeah, I'm just really excited.
When is that again?
Let me check.
Come through.
I don't know if I can. I might be out on the East Coast in April.
April 18th through the 21st.
I don't know. I just want to come through so I can meet more people. I don't know much of the burlesque scene in the U.S. or Montreal, for that matter, where it's huge out there. And I would like to be invited to some of these things.
I really do believe in just going to see Burlesque Hall of Fame before like being in it, because it kind of helps. You can understand the culture and what's happening there. I'm very thankful I did. Because competing and going there, babes, I was nervous. I was crying. I was panicking. I could barely eat.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I bust out crying when I got to my hotel room.
Yeah, the emotions.
Emotions. And this is where I was just like, I'm crying, I'm emotional. My girlfriend was still like, well, I'm still going to go to the after party. I was like, you can go. I don't care. Leave me to my feelings. Drama. But I'm either way, you know, you got to come and see it. We all got to be in the same room sometimes. Like, it's great. And you hang out with Shimmy LaRue from time to time. Fucking love Shimmy.
Yeah, she came out to the Miss Dude World competition, and she was the judge there. And I was guest performing, but I got to see her for a brief moment there. Yeah, she's just rocking it.
I love it.
I think she just got Playmate of the Year or something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And she went to like Africa or something to perform there.
So her Reign Supreme and another Black burlesque performer were like the first ones ever to perform in that festival or something.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Like they don't have Black burlesque performers performing on that stage.
Wow. Yeah.
And now I'm just like, get me down there.
Yeah. Give me.
But in South Africa, and like I heard the experience is very different there. But I'm still like, okay, the experience sounds like an experience in America. I'm still want to be there, babes. I still want to be there. So, but this year is going to be the year of travel. Get me overseas, hoes.
Right.
I'm trying to get some German dollars in my G-string, okay?
Oh, my God, yes. Y'all, like,
September 9th, because that's when Script Down's happening again. So y'all should come watch or come to
when
the
When is it again?
What?
When is it again?
November 9th.
November 9th.
November and it's 9th. In Canada?
Yeah, Ontario.
Okay.
Ooh, Ontario. How far is that from Seattle, Washington?
Michigan, right? Michigan and Detroit, so right underneath us.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, that sounds really doable.
Yeah. Well, you got a year almost.
Yeah, not a long time.
Come on now.
That's what I was like.
This is where the whole company is?
Yeah, it's so the 2 days before the 9th will be workshops with all the international judges. So we've got this year, we've got Blaine Petrovia, Ali Kamikaze from Japan, Pol Kitten, Spinning Shay. I love her too. Tia Jax, Phoenix Kazre, who is like the OG of the pole.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's like, when I started polling, I was watching her. Tara Meyer, who's a good friend of mine, and I can't think of two others, but there's 9 judges in total, and they're all going to be teaching workshops, and then the 9th will be the competition. So it's all gender competition, all levels, contemporary, sensual, all out, with prize money, and then we've got 2 hosts, the same as last year. They perform, they're drag queens, they're amazing, and entertainment, so we have guest performers as well, too. And vendors.
Yay!
Awesome. Okay. Can't wait. I'm interested.
And hey, if we did all make it out there, maybe it would make a really good fucking episode.
It would make a job. Totally.
You would be down? That wouldn't be too much for you?
No, and like if you guys wanted your own like vendor table, I'd set us up for that and like put you on as like one of our sponsors. We're part of this brand together, so if I can put you on that platform to announce us, and, fuck yeah.
And we can make Gigi's sportscaster stripper dream.
Yeah.
When you're coming on,
I'll give you a mic. I'm just gonna throw you up the door.
Yes. How was that? I said, you look like we're playing a good game. That's the other thing I really got into during the time is just like, I am definitely a New York Jets fan. And they suck.
Yeah. The Jets are doing good, though. Wait, that's hockey, and you're talking football.
Yeah, football. And not football, but football.
Yeah. Not soccer. Football.
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 Football is football. Yeah. Soccer is soccer.
Soccer, yeah. Yeah. Football, soccer. I always get them confused. But the New York Jets, they suck.
I don't know. I'm not watching much football anymore.
Not watching it either. If any team, I'd go for Detroit. Because they're always the worst team. But I think they're doing good. I don't even know.
The Lions are doing a little bit better than the Jets. That's neither here. This is not ESPN.
Yay, sports!
Yay, sports!
Sports ball.
Drag race.
Yes, RuPaul's Drag Race. That's
yes, the girls are doing burlesque on RuPaul's Drag Race, and I have any thoughts and feelings about that.
Did you see the last? So there's a recent episode where there's like heel clacking on stage. She's wearing stripper shoes and heel clacking. And did you see the part? All right, listen, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but if you watch it, RuPaul starts talking about a stripper he used to visit in Los Angeles.
That's you!
It's me! Yeah. Yeah. He's like straight up still talking about me. Because I don't know if y'all know, but I was on season two, episode one, season two.
We need to get RuPaul on the show. God.
I know, right? Let me call him. It's like I could email him. He'd probably answer me by email.
Probably would. He's still talking about you.
Yeah, no, he's answered me in the last few years, but it was just my friend who's best friends with him, like, sent me a clip and like, look who's still talking about you, and I was dying. I'm like, that is so cute and nice. Like,
yeah. We need one for strippers though, because every time I watch RuPaul's Drag Race, I'm like, I want to be on that show so bad, but
yeah, but
I can't in the drag makeup. At all. I can't do drag makeup. I don't know how to do it.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how they do it.
Consultant on when they try to do these burlesque episodes or do these burlesque episodes. That's it.
I'm sure. Yeah.
That's it. I just want to be a consultant and be like, more sex. What's happening? Take your time. I know you girls want to rush through, but we got to take our time.
Yeah. Someone brought a pole in too. I saw that episode. I was like,
Yeah.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings about it. Strong feelings.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll try to figure out a way to see if I can get him. I don't know. See if I can talk to him. It would be nice to say hi anyway.
Manifest it because it's doable.
Well, he's so famous now. Like when I was on the show, he called me. And was like, we need pole dancers for the show. Will you be on there? This was like before they started shooting season two, right? So this ages ago. And like, he would never call somebody now to be on the show. Like, nobody, you know? It would be like the production handles that. Yeah. So, yeah. So, but yeah, I used to like have dinners and lunches with him. He's a very lovely person, like a wonderful, lovely person. In case anyone is curious, he's not like shitty at all. He's not a diva type person at all. He's lovely and wonderful. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So that was my recent good news. RuPaul is still talking about me. Yeah. I am. So this last year, while we were on break, I got a new leg.
Yay!
Yeah. So I had, did I show you? I think I showed you on like the last meeting, I took my leg off and put it back on. It's basically like a rod that has been implanted directly into my bone.
Yeah.
So I have like the biggest piercing ever. So this rod, so they had to like hollow, trigger warning, surgery conversation. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so they had to hollow out part of my bone, cut off part of my bone, cut off part of my flesh, shove the rod into my bone up to my knee, put a pin in it, and then I had to like learn how to walk all over again. So that's what I did on our break.
That's
very fun. It was very much a lot, and the opioids damn near killed me. Those things are horrid. I did not take more than I should have. In fact, I was taking less than I should have, and I believe I've developed an allergy to opioids. Those things like knocked me out in a scary way several times. Yeah. So that was wild. Kind of was like on a really heavy mushroom trip. That's what it felt like when I woke up. I was like, that was fun. But yeah, so it was really, really intense. Luckily, I have a huge support system here. You know, I was very emotionally well taken care of in every way, but emotionally it was so important. Like, nobody ever made me feel like they were tired of going up and down the stairs for me when I needed stuff, you know? And so that's really great when you're healing, that the people around you don't make you feel like you're a burden. Mm-hmm. That's like massive, you know? Especially I think all of us in this room right now are pretty much people who are like very self-reliant, and like having people do stuff for you all day, every day is like, even though they're happy to do it and they love you, it's still like, fuck.
Yeah.
I want to do it myself. Like, that vulnerability. I don't want to ask you to grab my phone that I just forgot in the bathroom because I needed it to poop and I forgot it. But like, you gotta go and get it for me. So it's like dumb things like that, you know? And then, after I learned how to walk again, then I started feeding the gators again. So I'm back to feeding 8-foot, 9-foot alligators, which is, I don't know if our whole audience, do y'all know about this? Gigi, Daisy, you look like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't think I know about this.
Onyx, you look kind of relaxed.
Alligators in your, the freak.
Okay, so, yeah.
Like, voluntarily.
Yeah. I voluntarily feed.
I'm going to give you a ham bone.
Yeah. So our friend rescues alligators and crocodiles, and he built a facility for them, and I take care of them almost every day of the week.
Wow.
Right now I'm feeding 35 of them throughout the week. A lot. I don't feed them all at the same day. I split it up. And they're like injured or unwell, you know? Yeah. And I just posted a video on Instagram, Gigi's. Go check it out. Yeah. You saw that, Onyx? Yeah. It's so rewarding. And I feed them like some of them I hand feed and some of them I don't even get close to them. Some of them I just throw it in or I tongue feed them. Yeah, Gigi, you have to see this video. You'll see. It's amazing. It's so rewarding. And it's a nonprofit. It's called JAWS. It stands for Jupiter Animal Wildlife Sanctuary.
JAWS.
And our friend who runs the whole thing, he has a sanctuary in Florida with like 300 reptiles. And so they all quarantine up here and then they travel down to Florida and they get to live outside and live their best life. And so... Yeah, so I've been doing that. I know, it's bonkers. And for the last like couple of months now, I'd say specifically in the last week, because I'm like, I got to get this store ready for this episode specifically, is we are about to release a Yes a Stripper store at yesastripper.com. So I've been working on that. Yes.
When you're not being Stephanie Irwin, you're being...
Oh, I got it.
Get it, Stephanie.
I needed a minute.
Stephanie Irwin.
Yeah.
You're being Jessica Bezos. Okay.
Okay.
Baby storefronts.
That's the new Miss Bezos, right? I'm guessing. Right? So yeah. But yeah, the storefront is for all of us, and it's going to... feature Yes a Stripper podcast quotes from some of your favorite guests and our hosts, and I'm hoping soon from some guests, and then artwork that represents each of the hosts. And it's a way to like make money for this podcast and make money for other strippers. Like, I'm like interested in socialism and for us all to come up together and make money together, and how can we do that? And so I'm hoping that this is a grand slam and that everyone feels fulfilled and everyone can participate. So yes, astripper.com, coming to the internet near you very soon. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get yourself some.
Yeah, and also something I think that I think it would be good to mention is that we want to open this podcast up more to the community, right? Like, we're still on board with that, right, everyone?
Yes.
Yeah. So have an opportunity for people to, like, submit their podcast ideas. So keep an eye on our social medias. We'll be making posts about that. But, yeah, I guess that's pretty much it besides, you know, learning to walk again. You know, that took up a lot of time. So didn't win any awards like all of you rock stars, but I won the award of not eating alligators anymore. Yes.
Right, you're feeding alligators.
I won the feeding the alligators award. Thanks. Okay, I'll accept. I accept. Yeah.
Biggest shock of the podcast.
Nah, really?
To me.
And I like how you're not like, it's not just feeding the alligators. You're like, I just learned to walk again, and now I'm feeding alligators.
Right.
Yeah. But I was feeding them before that. I already knew how to do it.
Yeah.
But it's such you're an right.
extreme leap.
It was. Yeah, it was. And it was honestly, it was something that I really wanted to get hands-free to do again, because for a while I had to walk with two canes, not with two crutches. I did two crutches, but then it was like, you had to use two canes, so I couldn't. I was still so reliant on people because, like, I can't carry anything, you know. Yeah. So I would start to, like, put bags on my shoulders, and, you know, I'd put stuff in my bra and my shirt, make drinks in my shirt, walk around with my alcohol beverage in my shirt, in my bras, wow, my shake tits, it up. You know. So like, yeah, so
martinis.
Yeah, yeah. So feeding them, like, I had to carry fucking dead rats and mice around. I couldn't do it on the cane, you know? You gotta carry them and get the tongs ready.
Yeah, you can't
ready.
Put those in your bra. Hands.
No, you cannot put dead rats in your bra. It's really gross. Good, that's disgusting.
Sorry, remember, kids, can't put dead rats in your bra.
Please don't try that at home. No. Yeah. That's pretty much it over here for me. So, yeah. I think you're all amazing. I'm so, like, honored to spend time with you and to, like, hear about your triumphs. It's incredible.
We got such a cool little team. I love it.
Amazing. I know. Yeah.
It feels like it should be like, if there's any music with this, it would be like the ones from a sitcom from TGI Fridays, you know, to from Thank God It's Fridays. The shows used to come on in Channel 7.
Yeah. Used to be like Family Matters.
Step by
That's
Step.
That's the only one I remember. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember them all. I just
remember Family Matters.
Family Matters, Step by Step.
Full House.
Full House.
That was on Friday?
Oh. Ow. Yeah. Wait, sorry. Cut. What is it again? Cut out.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yes.
It's interesting. Uncle Jesse sew my boobs. He came to a speakeasy that I perform at in New York, and they were just like, oh, Uncle Jesse's back. Nature's healing.
Back.
And I was like, what do y'all mean? Because I knew. And it was like, oh, no, he used to show up all the time. And I was like, what? And it was like, yeah, now that he has, like, a kid or whatever, he doesn't come back anymore. But he came back today, and it was the day that I was doing a tub number.
Yes.
And he was right there.
Yes.
And I was dancing for reasons like Earth, Wind, and Fire. And also internally freaking out because I'm like, I got a crush on Uncle Jesse.
Who didn't?
He's hot.
Yeah.
Jesse. And this is how it got extra hotter, but also I'm awkward. My pasty falls off. And I freak out. And I just cover it. And I'm like, oh my God, my pasty popped off. There's a celebrity. I feel weird. Poison Ivy is there, and she looks down at me. She goes, what's wrong? And I was like, my pasty pops off. She then takes her other hand and knocks the other one off.
Yeah.
Gotta make it even.
And the host goes, what's going on back here? And I said, my pasties came off. She goes, I don't care. It's the end of the show. And then Uncle Jesse goes to me. Just a little,
yeah.
Good job, kid. And I'm like, it's Uncle Jesse.
It's Uncle Jesse, though.
Yes.
So I just love the fact that one time Uncle Jesse saw my boobs and I internally freaked out.
That is something to be very proud of.
Can't trust the pages.
Never.
I love it. Uncle Jesse never see my boobs.
Yeah,
they don't come off, they're accidentally ripped off. So
yeah.
Oh my god, my fucking pasty came off. I was performing at Vegas Pride.
That's the hottest thing to you.
On stage.
Melts it off.
And whenever it's a Pride parade, it's the hottest day of the year, babes.
We do ours in October because the weather's so crazy out here and it's still kind of hot.
It's kind of like in D.C., every time we have an inauguration, it's the coldest day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the only cold day every 4 years.
Yep.
It is like weirdly like hell is freezing over cold. And just imagine when Trump was elected and inaugurated, baby. It was cold and ain't nobody was there. And then Joe Biden, we were like,
don't nobody want to stand cold, in the cold for him.
Nobody was like, it's all right, it's cold. We ain't going to act like it. But we was freezing.
It's about to get real cold. Real cold right now.
I'm going to say my little happy ass in New York.
Some places below zero, like a lot. Onyx, I'm looking at you. Oh. I think that Canada area, I think it's coming for you. So stay warm.
Yes.
It's freaking warm and we have no snow. There's no snow anywhere.
We just had a bunch of snow. Wild weather.
It's coming, but it doesn't last long because it's like 4 degrees here. It's ridiculous.
Well, we should wrap up. Looking at some of these comments here.
Brenda's expecting me tomorrow with a gift from Pandora.
This has been awesome. This episode is coming out by the end of January that you will be hearing all of this, and the store will be live by that time. And yes, check out our Instagram with new posts, new information. Go to yesastripperpodcast.com to listen to old episodes and new episodes as they come out. And please go to yesastripper.com and support. It's a great way to support this podcast, help it keep us going, and to raise awareness about strippers and sex workers and what is happening in the industry all around the world. It's very important that we tell those stories. But we need money, so go buy some cute things. We made them specifically for you. Yes. Does anyone have anything to add before we sign off?
No, just really excited to get all you guys back on the podcast again.
Yes. And it's been so much fun catching up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
All right. Yeah, I'm so happy to see all of you. This has been so great. Thank you for spending your time with each other, with all of us. And thank you so much for out there for listening to Yes, a Stripper Podcast. Please tune in for your new episodes once a month. And thank you, Mac, to our producer, for being the best. We love you. Thank you so much.
We love you, Mac.
Mac.
Thank you for absorbing this episode of Yes, a Stripper Podcast. We love your listening. Yes, a Stripper Podcast is produced by Period Podcast Network. Please like, rate, and subscribe to our podcast, and please consider donating to help keep this podcast alive. Send your love to paypal.me/yesastripperpodcast.